با عرض سلام و وقت بخیر خدمت شنوندگان رادیو آیلسا آفرینش، فهیم هستم. امیدوارم که در این برنامه هم ما رو تا پایان همراهی کنید.
موضوعی رو که در برنامه امشب کار می‌کنیم جزو سوالات اخیر مصاحبه اسپیکینگ بوده و می‌تونه فرصت مناسبی باشه تا علاوه بر آشنایی با این موضوع تا حدی هم به پاسخ دادن به اون تسلط پیدا کنید. موضوع کیو کارت به این صورته: Describe a situation where you helped an old person. You should say who the person you helped was, when it happened, how you helped him or her, and explain how you felt after helping that person. از ما خواسته شده تا راجع به موقعیتی صحبت کنیم که در اون به یک شخص سالخورده کمک کردیم. اگر این موضوع و یا موضوعی مشابه به این رو از قبل کار نکردید و با مشکل ایده‌ای مواجه هستید، بولت پوینت ها رو اساس کار خودتون قرار بدید و سعی کنید تا موضوع رو با توجه به اونا بست برید. بریم تا سمپل رو با همدیگه بشنویم.
Whenever I start thinking about what the future's got in store for me down the road, say 40 years, it sort of makes me cringe. Well, getting old and living in the decrepitude is no good thing. Best case scenario, you're gonna have an offspring to rely on, of course if they're generous enough to be that way. And that is a big if. You know, the world has kind of a funny way of keeping things balanced, and I don't mean to be superstitious by any means, but if you do good by people, then most probably you'll work things out without a hitch during your whole life. That being my credo, whenever I see an old-timer in trouble, I'll do my best to be of some use and help the poor fella out. Some months ago, I was actually heading home from work, and man, I was fried. I was literally sleeping at the wheel. I decided to pull over and get some fresh air before going on driving, since it got a little stuffy in the car. It was then that I noticed an old man, who I reckon was in his 70s, had a bit of a spill and sprained an ankle. I didn't know him from Adam, yet I didn't hesitate even a sec to help him. When I actually got to him, I noticed he'd panicked and wouldn't budge. First, I made sure that it was only his ankle and that he didn't have a fracture. I was also afraid of a potential concussion, so I even checked to see if he was fully conscious. Not knowing what to do next, I called an ambulance. Right after that, I noticed that he was kind of mumbling something, and when I pricked up my ears, I realized that he was actually thanking me. It meant the whole world to me, since all I did was just a half-fisted attempt to help, and it seemed as if I'd done something extraordinary.
در ادامه چندین لغت و اصطلاح که میتونه امتیاز شما رو در این بخش افزایش بده با هم بررسی میکنیم.
اصطلاح future's got something in store for me برای اشاره به اینکه آینده یک شخص چطوری رقم خواهد خورد، makes me cringe، حس بدی به هم میده، best case scenario، بهترین حالت ممکن، without a hitch، اشاره به انجام شدن کار بدون بروز مشکل، to be fried، بسیار خسته بودن، و نهایتاً prick up your ears، تلاش برای شنیدن بهتر.
ممنونم که باز هم ما رو در این برنامه همراهی کردید. تا یک شنبه دیگه شما رو به خدا میسپارم.